Then there was the young mother who not only wanted a roommate but also a live-in babysitter. Not much better. At apartment number 6, I met a couple who were practically going at it during my visit and asked me to join in. All the other places were either trashed or contaminated with mold. Somehow, I'd thought finding a place would be easier. Which is probably why I couldn't bring myself to ring the last doorbell of the day. The letters on the nameplate were illuminated from behind and burned into my retinas. White. This was it. There weren't any other available apartments near campus. If I couldn't move in here next week, I'd be out on the street. Everything else seemed to be booked out for the start of the school year. I needed this place. I didn't even care that I'd be rooming with a guy, because if I didn't get this place, I'd have to find a park bench for the start of the semester. Or make